So does anyone remember the political speeches of Martha Washington? Or talk about the controversial philosophy of Lady Bird Johnson? Probably not. The fact is, the role of First Lady has become infinitely more complicated over the past 50 years, perhaps since Jackie Kennedy redecorated the White House in 1961. The candidate's wife is now front and center in the campaign, expected to speak at national conventions and fundraisers with or without her husband. Michelle Obama was controversial at times during the 2008 campaign, and she's now still speaking out, but less provocatively.
It really tells the story of not just our garden, but what folks are doing in communities all across this country. But it is definitely a passion, you know, getting our kids in this country eating healthy, helping families make good choices about how they eat and stay active.
Meanwhile, Ann Romney's husband just secured the Republican nomination last week, but she's already had her turn in the spotlight. You'll remember when Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen claimed Mrs. Romney had never worked a day in her life. Ann struck back graciously.
My career choice was to be a mother, and I think all of us need to know that we need to respect choices that women make. Other women make other choices to have a career and raise family, which I think Hillary Rosen has actually done herself. I respect that. That's wonderful.
Joining us now is Ariel Levy, staff writer for The New Yorker, to talk about how far we have come since our First Lady until today. So let's talk about that first in terms of the specific role of the First Lady. Could you define it for us?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, it depends on the election cycle. I think it was brilliant of Ann Romney to respond to the Hillary Rosen flap that way, because not only did she manage to make it very clear to everyone that, you know, that Hillary Rosen had really messed up, and that why would you ever, ever, ever want to make the stay-at-home moms get their hackles up? That is never a good idea. But she also managed, which was very clever, to remind us that she respected women who do work, and that she, you know, in that way, whether it was intentional or not, and I tend to think it was a very effective way to diffuse what I think will be a big issue for Democrats that has a lot of traction right now, which is the Republican war on women, as Democrats are calling it.
Well, this is seems to be a relatively common mistake among Democrats. We remember Hillary Clinton made that seemingly innocent remark about cookies, which also riled stay-at-home moms. Take a listen from 1992.
I suppose I could have stayed home and baked cookies and had teas, but what I decided to do was to fulfill my profession, which I entered before my husband was in public life.
That also raised some hackles as well, but she seems to have come away from it at this point unscathed.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, at the time and for quite a while afterwards, of course, up until the last primary, it seemed like, you know, Hillary would never recover from that comment, and that even though that sounded great to a lot of feminists and to many Democrats, it was a very foolish thing to say when you're trying to win a general election and then to keep a general populace on your side. But the funny thing is, as reviled as Hillary Clinton was for so long, in the end, her refusal to just be ornamental may have worked for her career. I mean, now that we see her and her popularity is high and she's been so well appreciated by Americans as Secretary of State, and it seems entirely viable that she can run for president in the future. One wonders, you know, maybe it was a bad move as a First Lady, but was it such a bad move for somebody who was going to be a politician? It cast her in a light that may serve her well if she actually wants her own political career in the end.
See, that's an interesting point. We're speaking with Ariel Levy, staff writer for The New Yorker, about the changing role of the First Lady. So you would call Hillary Clinton, I assume, a pivotal First Lady. Who were some of the others?
Well, I mean, it's funny. It seemed like Michelle Obama was going to be pivotal because she was such a lightning rod, and she was, and people just loathed her on the right and had this vision of her as this wild renegade, you know, who would not only say things that were controversial to a group, but who managed to antagonize Americans based on their patriotism. Of course, when she, you know, made her infamous comment about being proud of America for the first time, which of course was extremely resonant for a lot of people. But then in that election cycle, Cindy McCain wisely use that as a rallying cry against her. But since she's actually been First Lady, I don't know that she's been so pivotal at all. I mean, I think that as important as childhood obesity is and eating healthy is, it's a pretty non-controversial issue. I mean, Mike Huckabee had her on his show to talk about this. So it's interesting to me. It seemed like she would be pivotal. But in her office, if you can call FLOTUS that, she's really been almost Laura Bush-like in terms of the kind of palatability of the issues she's taken up.
Well, let's take a listen to Laura Bush here. She is speaking at the 2004 Republican National Convention.
I'm enjoying this campaign. It's reminded me of our very first one 25 years ago. George and I were newlyweds, and he was running for Congress. Our transportation wasn't quite as fancy back then. An Oldsmobile Cutlass. And George was behind the wheel. Even then, he was always on time, and he knew where he wanted to go.
So, I mean, it sounds as though when you draw comparisons between Laura Bush and Michelle Obama, you don't buy into this idea that there's just an essential difference between a Republican first wife and a Democrat.
Well, I think that there's an essential difference between what Democrats and Republicans want to see in a first lady, and you know, potentially in what they want to see in a woman, what they want to see in the role of a woman. I mean, I think that, again, the cookie baking comment was only appalling to conservatives. I think that many working women and many Democrats knew exactly what Hillary Clinton was talking about and felt her frustration and felt the frustration of what it's like to be criticized for being too domineering, too ambitious. I mean, that's something that a lot of women, the idea of being told you're too much out in front and you're not being traditional enough is appalling to a lot of women. And I would venture to say that the vast majority of the women who feel that way are Democrats. So I do think Democrats and Republicans still, by and large, have different visions of what a woman should be, what a wife should be, and certainly what a first lady should be.
We'll have to leave it there. Ariel Levy is staff writer for The New Yorker.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.